brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
So when I wrote the first book I ever wrote, Financial Peace, in 1994, raise your hand if you weren't born yet. Okay.
They did in the lobby.
Yeah. When I wrote that book, I proposed a concept in our seminars that we were doing in those days. And in, it was a different world in 1994.
Sure. Yeah.
And
the 90s are back a little bit.
I proposed a concept and I got so much. One of the first times I got just showered in hate.
Oh, I can't wait.
It was fabulous. And so the concept was this, and I don't remember the exact numbers, but they were a whole lot lower than they are today. So I'll make up some numbers that would be similar to what they probably were. I said something like, if a lady is making $30,000 a year at her job, she has two kids, and daycare is $1,000 a month, and she buys clothing, professional clothing, to go to that job, and she dry cleans the professional
because
clothing.
Because in the 90s, you were wearing suits.
To go to that job.
For a lot of places.
Well, they weren't wearing sweatpants to work in those days. Or your pajamas. It's a different world, like I said. And if she were, and if because she was working, she didn't prepare meals from scratch at home because time and fatigue, the family would go out to eat more and they would spend...
Not from scratch, but just meaning like home-cooked meal.
Spend more on pre-prepared things or going out to eat.
Yeah.
Because of fatigue. Ordering pizza because I'm tired and don't feel like cooking.
Or the husband is choosing not to cook. Yes,
well,
keep going.
Or whatever. I'm just saying. And so, 1994.
I know. Okay? This is the 90s.
So just hang with me here. But I propose that if you add all of these things up, making $28,000 a year, paying $1,000 a month for childcare, these other things added in, after taxes come out, and gasoline to drive to said job, and wear and tear on the car to drive to said job, when you take all of those things out, she's probably losing money working. And it might be cheaper, net, to stay home with the kids if she wants to. I didn't say she should be at home barefoot and pregnant. I did not say that. I said if she chooses to and wants to be at home. Now, people said I said a lot of things I didn't say, but that's exactly what I said. But even on the premise that she can't afford, she's not making enough to justify working.
Yes, or he's
with
not
the
making,
expenses,
yes.
With the expenses at that time.
Yep.
And I caught hell for suggesting that net of daycare, net of all these other expenses, she might not be making anything, as you know, because I did some math. And dad blame if I didn't get blamed for the other side of that, not that, but the other way.
Of what?
Of not understanding the cost of daycare and that you can't afford to work because of the cost of daycare. The stinking Wall Street Journal, some woman writes an article trashing me.
Recently, not in 94.
No, just the other day. Just the other day. I said on the air that women... That daycare is ridiculous, and so you just need to shut up and go to work. I didn't say that at all. I've said quite the opposite since 1990 freaking four. And if you're going to hate me for the right thing, okay? If you're going to bitch about something Dave said, pick out something he actually said, okay?
Okay, but I think they clipped, I think there was a clip of you saying that's a ridiculous amount to pay for childcare, and they clipped that, not knowing the whole call.
Well, that's because it's the freaking media.
I know, but that specific...
And some idiot on TikTok.
That specific guy was paying...
He was paying like $28,000 for one kid.
Yeah.
That is dumb.
Well, I don't... Yes. Average right now is $16,000.
Yes.
Okay. So depending on where you are, if you're in New York City and Manhattan, that is going to look different.
No, that guy was calling in. He was trying to put his kid in
I don't remember.
Gucci
I don't remember.
Daycare.
I'm just telling. No, I don't know.
It was Gucci daycare he was signing up for.
I don't know.
His upper lip was sunburned because his nose was in the air.
We don't know that.
Yes, I do.
No, we don't. No, yes. We don't.
But I am not. I'm on quite the other side of what I got blamed for, which is what I'm upset for. I did not. I mean, all I'm talking about, that particular instance, it's like somebody calling up and going, I'm paying $46,000 a year for my child to attend a private elementary school, and I make $60,000 a year. What do you think of that? I think you're a moron. That's what I think of that. Okay? You can't do math. Your kids shouldn't be in a school that fancy. Okay? Because you're just stuck up. That's all that is. And that's what this guy was. It had nothing to do with the actual cost of daycare.
I think the thing is, it's such a hard subject because unlike 94, you fast forward to today, where it is. It's like childcare. It's
ludicrous.
30 to almost 40% in some areas since like 2019. Like,
yeah,
it really is crazy.
It's going up faster than tuition. I know that.
Yeah, for working moms
and
parents.
No, it's not different than 94. So the exact same thing is true. Some people now with the cost of daycare aren't making money.
That's right. I totally agree.
And so I'm still saying the same thing.
Yes. No, I know.
Now I'm getting hated for saying the other thing that I didn't say.
I know. But I think, too, the conversation of a household income, because so many families are dual income. And a lot of families are dual income and make on average, right, like in that 60-70 range per year.
Yep.
And then in order to pay the mortgage and have the food. I mean, like, there
and
is
these days, mama might be making more than daddy.
100%.
That's not unusual at all.
Oh, yeah. That's the other option is that the spouse who's making more is the one that goes home.
I don't care. That's not the point. It's a math thing is all
that's
I'm
right.
looking at.
And the problem is, though, again, people are getting to this place now because it's risen so quickly that it's hard. That they're having to look now at exactly what you're saying, at the options of like, oh my gosh. And I've known some moms that they're like, I got to go home. Like, I have three kids under the age of five. And we can't
afford it.
Literally can't afford it.
You make $40,000 a year today and you have three kids under the age of five in daycare, you're not making money.
I know.
That's that 1994 example.
And so
example
what sucks about...
Into $24.
Right, right.
$24.
I know. And there's some other... Thing. There's some, you know, other ways you can look at it. I mean, there's...
You got to find an alternative child care situation if you're going to work in that situation.
Yes, yes.
Because you're not actually making money.
Yep.
You're working and going backwards.
And what's hard is for the single mom, too, who doesn't...
Oh, it's almost impossible.
Yeah, who almost doesn't even have... That
but here's the other thing. The 16,000 is the average nationally. This includes expensive markets, inexpensive markets.
Yes.
And it includes expensive daycares and inexpensive daycares. And so there's a lot of ways to skin the cat. There's a lot of ways to take care of the kids. But it is a valid thing to sit and look at it as a family and make
a
decisions.
Call of the values, yes.
But people don't use, they get emotional because the issue is their children.
And you want
and
the
their
best
brains
for your kids.
Melt down.
Yeah.
And they quit doing math.
Because as a mom with little kids who works, you go through some of these places, you're like, I don't feel comfortable sending my kid here too.
Then
right? So
don't.
I know. But it's the idea that it's a hard subject for a lot of people.
It is hard.
The
trick is to not be irrational and justify stupid numbers. Because you love your children. Love of your children does not make math go away. Math still will roost. It'll still come home. So we want to help you face this high cost. And if you go to RamseySolutions.com, we have a blog there called 13 Ways to Afford the High Cost of Childcare. Almost like everyone at Ramsey knows that childcare is high.
Moms, yes.
Just in case some of you on TikTok weren't listening, we're aware that childcare cost is high, but that does not mean that you suddenly get a pass on math. The cost of real estate in Manhattan is high, but some of you can't afford to live there because of math. It's that simple. The cost of real estate in Tokyo is high, and some of you can't afford to live there because of math. So we'll help you with this, but I'm not going to help you with denial or the system's broken, so I'm going to ignore math. No, that's not what we're not going to go down that alley.
No, but there are some different ways, creative ways to kind of look at it. And one of the options is what we talked about in the last segment was maybe one parent decides to stay home, right? Like maybe it gets to a point
that's a valid option.
Yeah. So
and
there's
here's
that.
The interesting sure. thing. I'll add one more thing. I said we weren't going to extend the rant, but now we are. Okay. There are parents out there right now with this thing. You and I have talked about this at length, mom guilt. If you work, you're guilty because you're not home. If you're home, you feel guilty because you're not working. Moms can't win.
Yep.
They got guilt either way. society and on, heaps it on them, they heap it on themselves. If I'm at work, I feel guilty because I'm not home with the kids. If I'm at home with the kids, I feel guilty because I'm not using my degree and I'm not out making money. And so you just can't get away from it. Guys don't struggle from this, by and large.
Yeah,
by and large.
The mom guilt is
the mom
yeah,
guilt
more
is
than,
a very real thing. Yeah. So in the midst of that statement, there are ladies who really would prefer to be at home with their children.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And have never sat down and done the math that says you should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so this sets you free.
Because stay-at-home
moms.
I want
to set you free if that's you.
Yes.
If you're a professional lady, Rachel's in the workplace, my other daughter works. If you're a professional lady in the workplace, we're not trying to say you should go home or you're not a good mom. Mm-hmm. We're not saying that at all. We're saying if that's your choice to be at home, but you feel like you should, that the family needs money for working, and yet you're not netting anything, this math is going to give you permission to go home.
Yes, there's
that's
a value, a dollar value for stay-at-home moms, the amount of work that they do.
No question.
For sure.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.